With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and talking now with Rockport head coach of Rockport Hockey. Well, it's a co-op. We'll get to that in a minute. But Garrett Stevens of Rockport. Coach, welcome to MSO, and how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Rick. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, it's exciting because, you know, Rockport, it's a new venture now, bringing Hamilton Wenham into the fold, and that has to add some ammunition to your belt here. Tell me a little bit about preseason coach and the organization, and maybe how your assistants and you have put this program together, because, you know, it's been a co-op with Manchester Essex, I believe, and now you've got Hamilton Wenham in the fold with your Rockport kids. Tell me about that whole experience.
Great question. It's been a chaotic preseason in that, you know, for a period of time, we weren't sure if the co-op would remain together. I know that the co-op's run for 2 years, typically, hours between Manchester Essex, Ipswich, and Rockport, of course, and Hamilton Wenham had some fluctuating numbers. So there was conversations for a period of time of potentially ending it a year early, potentially Hamline not having a team at all this year. And as a fan of hockey, especially high school hockey, I'm happy they're playing, and selfishly, I'm happy they're playing for us. So there's been some logistical, troubles or troubleshooting in terms of integrating them, but that's really just been in terms of jerseys and, you know, lines and power play special teams. The guys are great. They fit in seamlessly. They play summer league and fall league with a lot of our own players. There's a lot of highly skilled forwards coming in, and Grayson Minnick, who's a sophomore, Charlie Collins, and Will Stitson, who are seniors. Will Stitson, actually, we just gave an A to. He's one part of our leadership group. And then they fit in well up top defensively. We've converted Aiden Clark to a forward. Elijah Greenberg, Ryan Dolliher, Evan Howe, they've been fantastic additions on our back end to Nick Nasella, to Matty DiOrio and Zach Baker, all who are coming back for us. So they're good problems to have. And we have a lot of depth at all of our positions. Cooper Miller is another one who's a junior at Hamwen, saw some time as a starter last year, and is pushing our returning goalies, Luke Holmes and Aaron Cronson, into to be the best of their abilities.
It doesn't take long, no matter where you're from, to once you get on the ice with somebody beside you and you start playing a game, a scrimmage, or a practice, it doesn't take long to really build a relationship. And so I'm guessing that the kids from other communities – the four communities they have a common ground, I guess, on being on the ice, and so they're all putting that Rockport jersey on and recognizing part of the team. Is it going that way?
It is. It is. You know, it's one of the first things we address when we hit the ice with tryouts is that while we may be from four different districts and six different towns, we are one heartbeat. We are one team. We are one program. And ultimately, our goal is to have a good season, whatever that looks like for us. Whether that's, hey, we could go 0-20, but if we come together as a team, that's all well and good. We're leaving the ice with our heads held high. Or we can go 20-0 and still achieve that goal of coming together as two teams and having a good season on paper, but also still achieving that off-ice chemistry, that in-the-locker-room chemistry. Because at the end of the day, Rick, you know, it's those moments. It's the isms. It's the locker-room banter. It's the bus rides home. That's what I've found as a coach to make or break a team. So these guys have come, and they've done a great job. Our guys, to their credit, have done a great job welcoming them, too.
You know,
that's translated into on-ice success.
It's funny. A co-op is sort of a younger version of a college team, because when you go to college, or even whatever level, at the next level, you're working with guys from all over the place. I hadn't thought of that until just now, so it's a great analogy. Now, let me ask you, Coach, about putting this team together. Who has helped you to do that in terms of your assistance and so on?
Well, I mean, I was talking to Kyle Nelson, who's been with the program for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a great leader and very helpful in helping transition me into this head role from the JV head coach last year. And I'll give credit where credit's due as well. So Casey Noyes, coming in from playing professionally, he just comes in with this great objective look at everything. He didn't know the kids, doesn't have any sort of biases. He's looking purely at talent is and the talent does. So he's been fantastic in terms of special teams, in terms of the little intricacies of the game, face-offs, power play, penalty kill, goalie positioning, stuff like that. He's a very well-rounded coaching staff addition. And then Glenn White is a legend of the game. He's been doing it longer than I've been alive. But I'm not exaggerating when I say that. he knows the game of hockey in and out. And just the way he's been able to help integrate the Hamwen kids into the best possible positions for them to succeed on the ice and just integrate, again, the returners as well. Like, hey, you know, there's a lot of talent coming in. How can we mesh the personalities of our captains and the roles they've known into the new roles that they may have, whether it's shifting one, two, three, four power play positions or players into new positions, shifting penalty-killing roles. Hey, we're running different power play. It's a long way of saying, Rick, that they've done a lot, and I'm incredibly grateful for all these characters. Never mind the work of the boosters and whatnot. It's been a lot, but they've been fantastic, very gracious and patient with me as I've done my best to put my stamp on it as well.
Well, Coach, not to be disrespectful, but where you are so young, it's great to be able to have someone else who has a little more experience to kind of guide you, and I'm sure that's a relief and it helps, but you're the man.
I am, and I agree wholeheartedly. It's been great to have these veteran presence. Or this veteran presence along the bench with me, but it's not been lost to me that I am the man.
And that's right.
Right, wrong, or indifferent, that does fall on me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you're going to have fun along the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
So, what have you learned from scrimmages?
Oof, from scrimmages, we are, again, deep at every position, that we can transition the puck quickly, that we have so many extremely talented players up top that we've had to sort of spread the wealth in terms of where we put certain players on certain lines so that, you know, we do have the puck offensively in the best position possible, that we do have role players in the right spots that they can get the puck to our most talented players, crash the net and so on and so forth. You know, we can score in all four lines. We had a hat trick from Benny Rainier in the, third preseason scrimmage. First three varsity goals. We had two goals from Ben Sperry, his first two varsity goals in the first team, the first game against Drake at Tingsboro. We're good. We're relentless on the puck. We have excellent defensemen who can transition the puck quickly and efficiently out of the zone. We don't quit. We don't quit. We are reflective in between periods. They make my job easy, Rick. I'm not going to lie. Like, outside of the systems work, they're good kids who are able and willing to learn. They're coachable. And they're just talented on the ice, too. So.
That sounds cool. Now, as we record this, you're hours away from your first game, and of course, this won't be posted. We won't know the results as we're talking about this, obviously. So let's talk a little bit about the schedule. North Reading is your first game on Wednesday night, and they're always tough. And then you've got Swampscott on Saturday. So how do you plan these games? And I'm sure you practice at the O'Malley.
Yes, we do practice at the O'Malley.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about how you're looking at playing in the Cape Ann League and out of the Cape Ann League.
That's a great question. So we do our best to take it one game at a time. We don't want to look through anyone to certain teams. Like, I know one example of that we've had conversations internally about is Shawshin. They're a team that have played as well for several years now. They're our fourth game of the season. So they're having internal conversations about, hey, while we can anticipate having a hell of a schedule, to be frank, between the Cape Ann and then beyond. One at a time. Stay present in practices, the game, the day of games, into the locker room right up there. Something that I tell other players often is that, or our players often, is that they really need to focus on, again, who we're playing, what their strengths are, that mentally it starts in warm-ups, and that, frankly, whoever shows up to our rink or wherever we go, it isn't going to matter all that much because we aren't going to shift how we play based on that. We can be reflective and we can take notes and we'll look at scouting reports and make our own annotations and whatnot on that as well. But in terms of game day preparation, how we prepare, it shouldn't matter who we're playing.
Okay,
final. That's the coach's side and for the and to relay information accordingly. I don't want the players to inundate themselves. Oh, so-and-so is racking up points and whatnot. We'll relay that to the proper sources. And we do have a hell of a schedule, too. And as coaches, we are reflective on that. We're always looking at the games like, okay, so-and-so, so-and-so. Should we put so-and-so in net as opposed to our other goalie here or there? We will line match in-game accordingly. But in terms of, again, preparation, hopefully this answers your question, we are very focused on the team right in front of us as opposed to the team after them.
Oh, yeah. Well, coaches have to look ahead, and the kids have to look for today. I get that. Final question, Coach. Let me ask you, and you probably mentioned them in a little earlier in the interview, but please mention your captains, who they are, and maybe where they're from.
actually worked out that we had Nicholas Nocella, Quinn Brady, and Ryan Meany of Rockport, Manchester, Essex, and Ipswich, accordingly. Mm-hmm. Nick Nocella is a senior captain. He's been a 4-year varsity player. He's on left defense. Quinn Brady, senior captain, left wing, 3-year varsity presence. Ryan Meany, junior assistant captain, who's a center. And we were fortunate enough to, based on his own merits, and again, it's actually quite the coincidence, Will Stinson, again, based on his own merits, senior assistant captain of Hamilton Wenham. So when Hamilton Wenham came in, he was leading the charge. He's not the most vocal player, but he is reflective on the bench. He's grabbing boards. He's explaining plays to his line mates. He's a good kid. And in conversations with our captains and our coaching staff, we voted unanimously that if we were going to add a Hamilton Wenham rep to our captaincy group, that it would be him. And he's taken it with grace and space, and he's going to be a great addition again to our leadership group for the course of the season.
Well, you've got much of the North Shore covered with your kids, and it sounds like you have the potential for a really all-star type team. Coach, it's going to be fun following you guys this year. I look forward to it, and I wish you nothing but the best, and we'll talk again.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it, Rick. And the sky's the limit for this team. They really are.
All right, Garrett.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good luck and have fun with it, man. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That is Garrett Stevens, who is the brand-new hockey coach at Rockport High School. And, of course, it's a co-op with Hamilton Wenham, Manchester Essex, and Ipswich. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.